This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Mark Upton is Director of Sales with Central Life Sciences, joins us here on Dairy Radio Now. Mark, thanks for visiting with us.
Thank you. As a company, Central Life Sciences is concerned about insects. That could be anything from mosquitoes to fire ants, stored grain pests, but the area of the business that I work in is more fly control. Horn flies are the major fly species on pastured cattle. When you put cattle in confinement, there's multiple flies that become a problem.
We're doing this interview. What happens during this time of year?
Well, those flies are really just hibernating. So if we've not done a good job of controlling flies up until we get a good hard-killing frost, those flies are laying eggs in decaying matter. Some flies only in manure, other flies in rotting, decaying organic matter. And those fly eggs and the larva or the pupa are just going to hibernate through the winter. And the flies that we see next spring are the ones that just hibernated all winter. So it's really important to do a lot of things to control those flies until we get the first frost. That way we'll have better control the next year.
Yeah, when you're mentioning this, I hear three letters, IPM.
Absolutely, insect pest management approach. It's very important that you look at what the problems are around a dairy, for example. So like we would have guys that would go on a dairy and do a walkthrough, and we're looking for problem areas. We're looking for tall grass. We're looking for feed that's been spilt, or maybe it's at the end of a bunk that just hasn't been scraped very well. We're looking at manure that may be old and not getting cleaned. We're looking at silage pits that maybe not be are being managed absolutely the way they need to be. We're looking for areas that these flies can lay eggs and how to eliminate those as best as possible, and then look at products that we can use to try to control those flies that slip through the cracks.
Yeah, that's a good way to, you know, spend your maybe off-season time. You think, oh, I don't have a fly control problem in the winter because I don't see anything. But as you say, they're sitting there waiting, and having that plan in place is what it's all about, it sounds like.
Absolutely. You're right. We're not dealing with flies today, but we are sitting down with dairymen and producers across the country as we speak, putting together plans. We're evaluating what worked and what didn't work for the last season, and we're talking about things that we can do to make it better for the following season. It's very crucial that we plan.
It'll be here before you know it. You want to talk a little bit about the Starbar products?
I'd be happy to. So we have a couple of feed-throughs, as I mentioned, but we also have a tremendous line in what we would call Starbar, and these are packaged goods. So we would have scatter baits that we'd be using in areas. In fact, we've just launched a new one called Cyanorox. It's new technology. It's a really neat product working very well. We would also have like sticky traps and things like that. We have to remember that flies feed low and they rest high. So we're looking to put baits and things like that down low. Also being very conscious of non-target species. We know people have pets and things like that, so we want to be very careful. But then we're also putting things up high, so when those flies are looking to rest, we're trapping those flies or some way to try to control them as well.
In today's day and age, when we talk about, you know, the consumer focus, and particularly animal welfare and cow comfort, you talk about these pests out there. I mean, this has a lot to do with that, doesn't it?
Absolutely it does. People don't realize this. They see flies or insects as nasty or a nuisance, but they carry a lot of diseases. We've done a lot of work with dairy animals concerning mastitis. In fact, Dr. Nickerson, who was recently retired from the University of Georgia, would tell you that about 75% to 80% of all dairy heifers come in the herd with a blind quarter. Well, that's because of mastitis, and that's being spread by these flies. So it's very important that we control them for a lot of different reasons. It's not just because they're a nuisance to us or a nuisance that they're flying around the house. It's really important that we control them for a lot of reasons.
Absolutely. Producers' bottom line, cow comfort, it makes a lot of sense.
Most producers don't realize it, but flies can cost in excess of $1 billion a year in economic losses, and that's because they're pulling blood off these animals. I think most people just don't realize it's that big of a cost.
Mark Upton, Director of Sales with Central Life Sciences. Thanks for visiting with us.
Thank you so much.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
If you missed any of our broadcast today, head to dairyradio.com. Tomorrow, Chris Galen from the National Milk Producers Federation joins us from our nation's capital with an update on our Policy Thursday. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.